Hayden, for those of a nervous disposition, that probably wasn't a great game to watch.
No, it wasn't a great game as a manager. It wasn't a great game as a manager, that's for sure. I think for the spectators, everybody got their money's worth today. That's for certain. It shouldn't have been like that. I thought that the game should have been finished at half time. But when you miss chance after chance after chance, the opponents have hope. And that's what happened.
You certainly were quite resilient coming from behind twice in the 90 minutes.
The team have showed already this season that there's a belief that they can't be beaten. I think they've played 10, 11 games now, and they've been beaten twice. But, you know, this season we've played Folkestone with 10 men, Redhill with 10 men, Hastings with 10 men. They couldn't beat us. Today, thankfully, we kept 11 on the pitch. And, you know, they're a really spirited group, good bunch of lads. And there's a big belief around the dressing room, which sort of brings you through situations like this.
Did you have doubts through that game that perhaps it wasn't to be?
No. I trusted the players. I felt that if you looked at it, if you analysed the game, Chipstead played on the counter-attack for 90 minutes. The goals that Chipstead scored, the first goal we switched off defensively. The second goal was a good goal, but it was a very bad mistake from the referee, in my view. And the third goal is a mistake from the central defenders. So it wasn't as if that they were peppering our goal, but at the same token, I think no one could disagree in between those goals. We probably had 10 good chances. So I think you just have to stay calm and concentrated and believe that you're going to score.
And your captain, Saravia, he must have felt quite sick, the fact he missed a penalty in the first minute, but he composed himself and scored three.
Yeah, you know, I have a bit of a theory with the penalties. Fabio takes the penalties, and every now and again you're going to miss. It happens at all level of football, doesn't it? But I have no doubt that the next one he takes, he scores. Thankfully, the penalty miss didn't matter today. As you rightly say, he more than made up for it, didn't he?
Next stop, Whitehawk. What do you know about them?
Well, I know Steve King really well, back from the days when I was manager of Croydon Athletic about 15 years ago, and he was the manager of Lewis then. So we met many times then. We never met when I was manager of Coshalton, but we certainly locked horns when he was the Farnborough boss and I was the Bromley boss. And the games are always good. Steve wants his teams to play in the right way. I think he's got an excellent side there. I actually think he's got a side that will from South. And so it will be a really good opportunity for our players to take that environment in and to step up and show everybody the potential in this team.
The fact is, Whitehawk aren't playing very well at home. That must give you some confidence.
I think they're a good side. I wouldn't get drawn into that too much. The fact is that they are third in the Conference South. So, yeah, I'd rather look at what we can do. We'll go there and we will give a very good account of ourselves. I can assure you of that. The team will be strong. The team will organise. The team will play with the belief that they always do. And, you know, the pressure is on Whitehawk. Everybody will expect Whitehawk to win, other than the players and staff in our dressing room. And I'll go there as I go to every game, knowing that tactically, if we do our job, we can get into the next round.